All right, factoring items versus factoring scales. When I was going through studying factor analysis for the first time a long time ago, this was worth hours, days, huge arguments about whether items should ever be factored or whether we should always factor scales. And if we're only going to factor item composites or scales, how are we going to decide which items to put together on a scale if not because they're more correlated with each other and hang together? So you had the folks who said we should only be factoring things that we know measure what we want them to, and the other group saying, how are we going to know that they measure what we want them to unless we show that they factor together the way we expect? And the argument began. Here's the simple version of it, and the simple version is sufficient. Items are often factored as part of the process of scale development. Why? Items suck. An individual item is unlikely to be reliable. People are more likely to give different answers different times on a single item. Does that make sense? Also, individual items tend to not be very valid because an individual item can't cover a whole construct. It can't cover a whole thing. And so individual items tend to be unreliable and tend to be low validity. We need to get aggregates or composites or combinations of variables together to increase the chances that people will have the same score multiple times and to increase the chances that we cover the construct domain, that we represent the thing we're trying to represent. So we're trying to factor things to put them together because they have to be put together because the individual items suck. Do you see the problem? So what we're factoring tend to be unreliable and low validity, which is why we're factoring them so we can put them together into things that have more reliability and more validity. Okay? It's a tough circle. It's a tough circle. We check if the items go together as the scales author intended. Scales, composites of items, are factored to examine the construct validity of new scales or to test theory about what constructs are interrelated. Remember, the reason we have scales is that individual items are typically unreliable and have limited validity. So we're stuck here. We want nice, reliable, valid, representative measures, so we can ask how those constructs relate to each other. We have to build them out of shitty little items. But when we factor shitty little items, all sorts of things can happen besides the revelation of constructs. The limited reliability and validity of items means that they will be measured with less precision, and so their intercorrelations from any one sample will be fraught with error. You don't get to use fraught nearly often enough in statistics. Since factoring starts with the correlation matrix, factoring of items is likely to yield spurious solutions. Replication of item-level factoring is very important. But here's the real point. Is it items versus scales? Is that what we're really talking about? And the answer is no. The real issue is the reliability and validity of the things being factored. If you factor things with low reliability and low validity, the chances of getting a repeatable factor solution go down. Does that make sense? I mean, come on. There are some items that don't have any problem with reliability and validity. Okay? Age. Now, if I ask age multiple times and you give me different answers, it's because it's been a while between the askings. Okay? People don't get that wrong. If we ask people to report traits, those measures tend to be more reliable and more valid than if we ask them to relate states. If we ask them to make decisions about hypotheticals, those responses tend to be less reliable and less valid than if we ask them to tell us about personal experiences. If we ask them to make a rating or give a response on a vignette, this is just grabbing some research, that's under 150 words, those things tend to be less reliable and less valid than if the vignettes are over 350 words. It isn't items versus scales. You with me? It's how reliable or how valid the measures are. it can have wonderful 15, 20, 30 item composites that are shitty compared to individual items. What you really have to do is you've got to trust this correlation matrix. So you've got to trust the variables that go into it. If you trust those variables and you think they're reliable and valid, then you're going to get good factorings back out. But if the things that you're factoring have low reliability and low validity, whether they're items or composited scales, you're going to get shitty factor solutions.